Caribou say hope all is good. Says Daf is Yavam Daf Ayin Aleph. We're here at the bottom of Ayin and Mabez at two lines up. The word Hashta. Again, we're in the middle of these drashos. We started off the eighth parak of the Masechta with Arel. The fact that Arel is not allowed to eat truma. Well, we had a darshan out, right? Again, drashos about Korban Pesach, right? What about an Arel? What about Aninos? Right? So again, we're stuck in the middle of that. And we have a little bit more of that today, and then we'll get on to some other issues of Truma and Mila and the like. So let's get into it. Now, we had said there are a bunch of psukim here, right, that use the word bow. Right, if you remember, we had a Kohen owns a Kanani, an Eved Kanani, he has to give him a Bris Mila, and then he can eat Truma, then he can eat Korban Pesach. We had the positive call orel lo yochal bo, that an orel, someone doesn't have a bris mila, can't eat korban pesach. And we also had kol ben nechar lo yochal bo as well. We used all these things for our drushes, right? If you remember, when we said that that the word bo says that an orel is only. Well, meaning if a person owns a slave who's an RL, who doesn't have a bris mila, that will not allow him to eat Korban Pesach. That bow, that Korban Pesach is no good, but truma, he is allowed to eat. Meaning that an RL himself is not allowed to eat truma, but if a person owns Kanani slaves that are not mal, that don't have a mila, so they are, he is in fact allowed to eat truma. So that's what Gemara says, that Hashta de Amris, bow the drasha da'asa, right? So now that using the word bow, right, to tell me, right, to darshan a bunch of halachos, so you have another pasuk, right, called ben nechar lo yochal bow, lamali, right, what do you use that word, bow? So Gemara says, bow, hamaras das posel, vein hamaras das posel b'maiser, that hamaras das, someone who's a hamer daito, meaning, but he's not from, he's an apikores or whatever, right? Someone who's let's say an apikores, right? That is not going to allow you. You're not going to allow to eat that person who's korban pesach. Yeah, korban pesach. So, but he is allowed to eat meiser, and this is a reference to meiser sheni. So, Gemara says, "I have a aral lo yochal bo lamali." Okay, so then, what do you need the word bow? Bow, I know ochal aval ochal hu b'matzah amar. So there, the pasuk is saying bow, that an aral is not allowed to eat korban pesach, but he's allowed to eat all the other things that go along with korban pesach, namely matzah umars. Now, the Gemara says, "Ve'itzrich lemichtav aral, ve'itzrich lemichtav kol ben nechar." You need both of these psukim, right? That an aral, someone doesn't have a bris mila, and someone who's an apikores is not allowed to eat korban pesach. You need both of them because the ikas of rachmana aral. If you only would have the aral, then mishum demais, because he is physically disgusting to a kosh baruch hu. But someone who's not from, he's not physically disgusting. So then, although you might have thought that it would be mutter for him to eat korban pesach, because of rachmana kol ben nechar, mishum de ein libel l'shamayim. Right? You might have thought that if it only said that someone who's not bikoros is not allowed to eat korban pesach, you might have thought because he's not from. But who says again? It's a person who has a doesn't have a bris mila. Again, like Rashi says, to understand Rashi, right? Someone whose brother's passed away, rachmana l'tzlan, doesn't mean he's necessarily not from. So you might have thought, right, that he is allowed, right, to emalo. So you might have thought he's not puzzled from korban pesach, but he's allowed to eat korban pesach. So Gemara says tzricha. Therefore, we need both of them. Okay, the Gemara says mimenu mimenu lamali. Why do you need the psukim of mimenu? Meaning, where is that pasuk? Right, if you look at Rashi, right, the pasuk is where is that Rashi? Did Rashi talk about it? Never mind. Oh yeah, it's the last. Thick line up in Rashi, al tochlu mimenu na, right? Don't eat from it raw. So that is the Rabba, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that we're going to have some drushes in the next couple of days. Right? We're going to learn a bunch of, as Rashi says over here also, right? We're going to, I duff ayin dalet. Okay, fine. Amar Ma, right, and I didn't have a chance to go look up what that is exactly. So, but we'll get there in a couple of days. Don't worry that drusha is sitting there waiting for us. Omar Mar says Rabbi Kiva, oh my god, we had said before, Rabbi Kiva says that Inu Tzarech, that you don't need all these Zer Shavas, right? We had a Zer Shava to tell me that an RL is not allowed to eat Truma, right? That was Rabbi Eliezer, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold to that. Hare Omar, Ish Ish, the Rav is RL, right? He used the words Ish Ish, right? That's already from Metzora, from someone who's Tameh, he's not allowed to eat Kachim, also Truma. It includes someone who's in Arel, also is not allowed to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Eim Adar Abbas is Ohen. And again, this is kind of what we did yesterday. Why don't you tell me, then again, the phraseology is a little bit weird, right? La Rabos means to include, what that means is to include into the Isser. Right, so it means to make it usher. So maybe that the word ish should tell me that an onin is usher to eat truma and not an arel, which we know it's not true, right? An arel is usher not let eat truma, not an onin. So Rabbi Yossi bar Bechanina amakra v'chol zar, right? Zar is amati l'cha v'lo aninus, right? Again, the drasha we had yesterday that it's only if a person's not a kohen, but not if he is an onin. An onin is allowed to eat truma. I've aimed a little l'arelus, but why don't we say that someone who's an RL is allowed to eat truma? So the Gemara says, "Aksiv yishish," because you have this drasha of yishish. So the Gemara says, "Okay, Mara Isa, right? Okay, why did you darshan it that way?" So Mistabra Arelus Havilet Leribuye. It makes a lot more sense that you should say that an RL is not allowed to eat truma. Shekim Maisim Krusim Badavra Aved. Again, we had this yesterday, right? These four things that are more machmir, more chomer about an RL. That Mechuzer Maisa, he's missing a mitzvah, right? A Maisa mitzvah on his Maisa Begufo, and has to be done on his body. Vonesh Kares, and he's Chayv Kares. Right, anybody doesn't have a meal of Chayiv Karis. V'yeshem l'fnei Adibor, and it was a mitzvah that was given before Ma'amid Har Sinai. Right, Avram to Avram Avinu, u'mila zechar v'avadav ma'keves. And similarly, if a person doesn't have a bris milah on his kids or on his slaves, so then he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So that's why it makes more sense to learn that. So Gemara says, Adarabah, what do you mean? The opposite. I'll give you some chumras by aninus as well. Right, aninus have a little bit of can yeshna b'chol shah. It can be any time, meaning that a bris milah, once you fix it, never comes back. You never have that issue. But aninus, unfortunately, happens more than once. It can happen anytime. But hegis banashim vanashim, that's also shaykh for men and women, as opposed to mila, as opposed to arel. Ve'in bi'adol takan, that's more, and you can't do anything about it. You can't fix it. So you see that aninus is more machmir. So one says, yeah, again, like we said yesterday, harach nafishan still. Arelis has more chumras, and Rava Amar, Rava says similarly. Below Hanach Nafisha Nami Lo Matzis Amar, right? You didn't have to even give me that reason because Amar Kara Ishish Ezo Davar Shesh No Beish Veino Beisha. Again, what are we talking about? The whole drasha is from the words Ish. A man is shy. The only thing that's shy to a man as opposed to a woman is the halach of Arel. So there, Hare Omer Zarelis. That must be talking about an Arel. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Akiva, hi, Toshav and Sachar, my Avile. Okay, so now what does Rabbi Akiva do with Toshav and Sachar? Right, again, that was what Rabbi Eliezer used to learn the Gzer Shava. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with that? Because he doesn't use that. So Rabbi Shemaya, he said, Lasuye, Aravi Mahul, Vigivoni Mahul. He comes to teach me that even those types of goyim, or even if they have, they usually get a bris milah, that still doesn't allow them to eat the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, what, these people have a bris milah? That's a halachic milah? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, konam sha'ni ne'ne la'arelim. If a person says, I swear never to benefit from someone who's an RL. So mutar b'arelim is shav aser b'mulei ovikochavim. And he's not allowed. He is allowed to, derive benefit from Jews who don't have a milah, and he's also derived benefit from goyim who do have a milah. Right, we see that that's not considered to be a milah. Right, kona or konam, if he says I take a shvua shani nena lamulin, that I'm not allowed to derive any benefit from someone who has a bris milah. So mutar. It's mutar for him b'mulei. Mutar b'mule, right? It gets tongue twister. Mutar b'mule over the kochavim, but also by Reili Yisrael. And meaning we see that he's allowed to derive benefit from goyim that have a mila, and he's not allowed to derive benefit from Jews that don't have a mila. Meaning we view based on what the common phraseology is. So normally you refer to a goy as an RL. Normally you refer to a Jew as someone who has a mila. So even if they don't, even if it's a role reversal, we see that that's what he's talking about. But again, we see that the halacha is that a goy with a mila is not considered like a yad a mila. So the Gemara says, you're right. So it must be including a ger who is in the middle of his mila, of his conversion process, meaning that he had a bris mila, but he didn't yet go to the mikvah. That's lechora what makes him a Jew. He had a bris mila, didn't yet go to the mikvah, or v'katan shanolad, right, geshehu mahol, or if the kid, right, had a mila, didn't have a mila, but he wasn't born mahol. Right, which is obviously, as we'll see in a second, right, that, we'll see, well, yeah, the kasavar, yeah, this line, they go, right, there we go. The kasavar, it's hard to have if men are dumb race, because Rabbi Akiva holds that, even, right, there's still something missing, right, by the ger, he has to go to the mikvah, by the kid who was born without a foreskin, you still have to do the toughest dumb race, you still got to pull out some blood, right? They're mechusar maisa, and therefore he holds that that is they are not allowed to eat the garment pesach. Rabbi Elazar, what about Rabbi Elazar? So let's tell me, that's his shita. Because he says that those two cases are not missing a maisa; they're fine. Right, ger shamal v'lotavel. But if a ger is waiting, right, he did the bris milah, but he didn't do the mikvah, so he holds. Rabbi Elazar holds that ger mal yehu, and he's already a Jew. Right, he's fully a ger. Because some are cut shenolad mo in tzarchat to the mimid of dambris, and Rabbi Elazar himself to hold that you don't need to do a tavas dambris if the kid is born without a foreskin. So Rabbi Elazar, hi ish ish ma'ayav v'day. Okay, so what does Rabbi Elazar you do with Rabbi Kiva's pasuk? So Dibur Torah kol shem b'nei adam. He says that you don't learn anything from that because sometimes the Torah just uses words, right, phrases that are shayach to the way people speak, right, and you don't necessarily learn darshan or anything else from that. Okay. Switching gears a little bit now to Hilchos Truma. Boy Rav Chama Bar Ukva. Katan Arel. Maul Sochu B'Shemen Shel Truma. If a katan that does not have a bris milah, Rashi says that for good reason doesn't have a bris milah because he's less than 8 days old. You're not allowed to give a bris milah. You do a bris milah before 8 days old, you haven't done anything. That's not helpful. I got a shiloh once. It was COVID. There was a baby born in the hospital, and they were nervous to bring a mohel, right, at the beginning of COVID. They were nervous to bring a mohel to the house. So they asked the shiloh. Well, a shiloh, I guess, wasn't much of a shiloh. Well, they still wanted to know. I guess they didn't realize. And they said, can we do the milah in the hospital? Right, we don't want to, you know, we're in the hospital anyway, right? Everybody's, you know, we can't avoid that. But we don't want to bring any extra people into our house. But can we do the milah in the hospital? So I just simply informed them that, unless you're expecting to be in the hospital for a long time, chas v'shalom, right, it's not going to help because a milah has to be before, it has to be after 8 days. Anything that's done beforehand is just, you know, is nothing. So what's the deal over here? This kid, right, is not ready to have a milah, but can you rub oil of truma on him, right? We said an oral is not allowed to eat truma. And if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi explains, Mal Lusokol Shemesh on Truma already brings a Gemara in Shabbos, the Sika Keshtia, that anointing with the oil is as if he's drinking it. Obviously, not going to give the kid that young to drink, but it's as if, right, quotes a Pasuk, right, it's as if you're using the Truma, it's as if you're eating the Truma. So you're allowed to give, basically, the question is, if someone who's not yet Shaykh to the Halachos of Mila, and they have a foreskin, are they considered to be an Arel, are they allowed to partake of truma? So the Gemara says, "El reidus shlo v'zvana ma'akva olam ma'akva." I mean, that's a shayla. I mean, if you have someone who's an RL, but it's not their fault because they're not ready to get a bris milah yet, is that considered to be an RL, or is he considered to be RL or not? So Amar Rabbi Zera Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Ein li ela milas zecharav b'shas asiya. I only know, right, that someone that, again, we said the halacha is that if anybody in the person's house doesn't have a bris milah, right, so that does, the owner, the balabas, right, the father, whatever it is not allowed to bring the korban pesach. So this, he said, the Brisa says that is only the zecharim, right, the males that are shayach to do a bris milah, right, that are older than 8 days old. Vavadav b'shas zechila. Meaning, and so the children, sorry, so the children that, I'm sorry, not B'Shas Asiyah, I get confused. There are two stages to the Korban Pesach, right? There's a Shechting, an Erev Pesach, and then there's the eating, obviously, that night. So the Psukim say that if the kids, right, are not circumcised, if they don't have a bris, so then you're not allowed to Shecht it. And the Pasuk also says, meaning specifically Shecht it, and the Pasuk says also that if the slaves do not have a milah, you can't eat it. Meaning it specifies eating. So that's what the Gemara says. And I only know from the Pasukim that if the kids are not mahul, then you're not allowed to Shecht it, and if the slaves are not mahul, then you're not allowed to eat it. So what about the reverse? What about the other halachos, right, both ways? Is it Talmud Lomar's there for the Pasuk? I mean, what about... just to clarify, what about shechting if your slaves are not mohol? And what about eating if your children are not mohol? So Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, oz, gzera shavah. So you have oz, but you have a gzera shavah that teaches me that it applies by all four cases. So Gemara says, bishlam avot. So Gemara says, 1 second, I don't understand. How do you have a scenario, right, where for the shechting, they did have a bris, but for the eating, they didn't? So Bishlam Avadav, I understand the slaves. That, how do you have a case where all your slaves had a milah by the shechting but didn't have by the eating? Mishkakazot is nu b'shas achilav and less nu b'shas asiyah. Right, he simply bought them. Right? Sorry, could go to Zavinu Beni Beni. Right? He simply bought the slave on Erev Pesach after he already shechted his korban. So when he shechted it, all the slaves had milas. When he ate it, though, he had just bought this guy, and it didn't yet have a chance to give him a bris. El Zacharov, but how do you have a scenario where the kids were shechted, God forbid. The kids had a mila when you shechted the korban Pesach, and then they didn't have a mila when you're supposed to eat the korban Pesach. What's that case? It must be. The only possibility is, must be, Baruch Hashem, you had a kid on Erev Pesach after you shechted it. So, and what do you see? We see that you need a drasha to teach me that messes things up. Apparently, that we see that a kid who's one day old or whatever, he's not yet come to the time where he has to get a bris milah, he's quote unquote an RL, that counts. That counts as being the status of an RL. So Amar Rava, Rava says, V'tizra, he says, that doesn't make any sense. Because the Pasuk says, Himol lo kol zachar amar chormana, ve'az yikrav laso zo. V'hai lav bar mihiluhu. He says, no. The Pasuk says specifically, you should give a bris milah to all of your kids. This guy's not ready to have a bris. So maybe that can't be the case. So the Gemara says, okay, and how come my skin is? What's the case? Kikun shal chol tzatsu chama. Case is, Chama, not the son, but yeah, he like the son, he was hot, he had a fever, and then he got better. So, meaning, he wasn't able to have the bris, right? The kid was sick, right? He couldn't have the bris, and then he got better, right, between the shechting, right, and the time to eat it. So, Gemara says, okay, v'nesa le'kol shiva. 1 second, so then you need 7 days, right? The halacha is you need 7 days just to read the parentheses. Damar Shmuel, because it makes sense. Damar Shmuel chatzatzu chama dosan lo kol shiva. Because Shmuel says that after the kid, right, if kid is born, has some sort of illness, right, you give him 7 days to make sure he's feeling okay, and then you give him the bris. So Gemara says, yeah, davina le kol shiva. You gave him the 7 days, right, and really the kid was born a week ago, and now the 7 days fall out in between. Right, the shechting and the eating. So Gemara says, okay, if the seventh day falls out on Erev Pesach, so v'nimilu b'tafra. So great. So what? The eighth day falls out on Erev Pesach. Give him the bris in the morning. Fabulous. Have the bagels, etc. Right. You can just do a great suda right before you have to burn all the chametz. So Gemara says, be'inan me'ace la'ace. You actually need me'ace la'ace. It has to be a full. Meis Leis is really, we know that from Hilchos Nida, but that's the first mission of Nida. But Meis Leis literally means you need 24 hours. So you need 7 days of 24 hours, and only then on the eighth day are you allowed to do the Mila after the kid is sick. This halacha came up, halacha l'maisa, for my fourth kid. Right, he had some complications in the hospital, and we had to wait, right, after they, took out, some of the all the tubes, and he was ready, able to breathe and eat on his own. So we had to wait 7 days, me'ace la'ace, had to be whatever the number is in terms of hours, 7 times 24, and only then could we do the bris milah, and fell out, right, smack in the middle of the afternoon, right, on Thursday. We had like a 2-hour window to get the bris in, because that was meis leis. This does come up lehalacha. Okay. Tzikumar says 1 second. Tani Luda, that's a guy. Tani Luda, Yom Havraso ki Yom Hivaldo. That the day he feels better is like the day that he was born. Meaning, the shaila is like this, right? Normally, we don't require meis leis. We don't require 7 times 24 hours until you do the bris milah. If a kid is born, let's say on Shabbos, that's not a good example. It's Shabbos for whatever reason confuses me. So let's say kid is born 2 minutes before sundown on Sunday. So that is if he's born on Sunday. The bris is therefore the next Sunday. When do you do the bris? 8 in the morning, right after Shacharis. 9 in the morning after Shacharis. That's not 7 days 24 hours. That's you're short. Right, he was born at the end of Sunday. Now you're doing the Mila at the beginning of Sunday. Right, that's not whatever the number comes up to. So usually we say, make the same kukulo by a bris, by a normal healthy baby. So that's what Luda says. Now Luda says that the day the kid feels better is as if the day he was born. So you don't need 24 hours, 7 days meis leis. My love, my yomi voldo lo bina meis leis. Av yom avra also lo bina meis leis. Doesn't that mean that you don't actually need the 24-hour times 7 day period, you could just do mixed yom kikulo, and therefore you should have had the bris milah on erev Pesach early. So Gemara says lo. Adif yom avraso miyom hivaldo to ilu yom hivaldo lo bina meisleis ilu yom avraso bina meisleis. No, no, no. Now he says that's not what he's talking about. That's really what he meant was that he needs that they both need a 7 day period. Right? But in the case where the kid got better, right, he would agree to the halacha that you need 7 days meisleis. Okay, Papa Amar. So we're gonna have a bunch of now. We're gonna have a bunch of alternative cases. Right? We said what's the case where the kid was right? He was sick. He got better. Right? It fell out in between. Right? That's how you can have a case where all your children were mahul by the shechting, but not by the eating, and therefore that does not tell me that arelus shalom mana or is considered to be arelus. We have a bunch of other ways to understand that price exactly how it is. So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, again, a similar case where the kid's eyes were hurting him, right? He was sick, right? And he felt better, and only then he was able to have a bris milah. Rav Amar, Rav says, shehu aviv v'imo chavush beisar asurim, that his parents were unavailable to give him the bris. They weren't able to give him the bris, and they got out. Right in between, right after the Pesach was shechted and before you'd eat it. Rav Kahana, brother of Nechem Yomar, he goes, Tumtum Shinikra Venitza Zachar Beni Beni. They found out that the kid initially was a Tumtum, right? His private area was covered by some sort of membrane or whatever, some sort of skin. And then they cut it open and they realized, oh, let's check it out. He's a boy. So in that case, then he needed to have a bris milah, but he didn't realize that beforehand. Rav Shavia says, "Kigon Tahotzi Rutzo Chutz LaProzdar." Very interesting case. The kid stuck his head out of his mother's womb, and then right, he only came out much later, right, 7 days later. Meaning, he stuck his head out 7 days earlier, then 7 days later, right, he actually came out fully. The Gemara says immediately. The question is obviously, Michai, what if that's going to work? Vatani will under price. So again, something that you probably know without needing the price, but the price it teaches us. Like Kigon Kevin Sheyatzal Lavir Olam. Niftach hasasum v'nistum hapatzuach. When a baby comes out, right, it's a miracle of miracles. The thing that was open becomes closed. The thing that was closed becomes open. Meaning the kid is not breathing air while he's in the womb. As soon as he comes out, there's a great, tremendous miracle. The Kosh Baruch Hu, right, he opens his mouth, he starts breathing. Right, but how does that work? He goes back inside, right? He'll suffocate. So, El Mali Kein, Ein Yachol Lichyos. How would anybody survive, right? If that didn't happen. But how in the world is a kid going in and out? What's going on here? So Gemara says, Hachmaya Skina, you can go into Zansei Ishta. Fascinating. But the Gemara assumes that a fever, this is not Ishta, this is not his wife, but Ishta is a fever, was able to zan, right? As Anas Olam Kulo, was able to sustain and keep the kid alive. Apparently, again, that's Rashi says, right? Okay, Seder, that could be that. You know, he slowed down his metabolism and needed less to eat. I don't know. Whatever, however you construe the case. So Gemara says, Ishta Deman. Whose fever? Right? Eilim Ishta Didei. If you tell me that the kid is sick, so that's Ihari Kol Shiva Boy. Well, didn't we just do that case? Right? He needs 7 days. Right? So from when he recovers. Okay. Ella does not say Ishta Deimei. Apparently, his mother's fever. Right? Apparently, was able to keep him alive. Okay. Ibio Izema. Another answer. Hani Mili Hecha Delo Mave. That's only if the kid isn't crying, meaning he doesn't speak out, meaning that he's not able to survive. But avohecha demave, right? Mechayechay. Apparently, he's able to live. I don't know if his head is outside of the womb. I'm not sure exactly what's going on over there. Okay, probably not a comfortable 7 days for the mother. Right? For you. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Benoy, Arel Mekabel Haza. An Arel is allowed to be sprinkled with the Para Aduma to make him Tahor, right, from Tumas Meis. Because we see back in the day, right, by our forefathers, we'll see the quote of Pasuk in Yeshua, Shekiblu Hazar Cheim Arelim, right, Shenamar, as Pasuk says, Va'am Alu Min HaYardin Be'esor L'Chodesh HaRishon, right, Bnei Yisrael, they came out of the Yardin on the 10th of Nisan, they didn't get bris milas, right? We know that the pasuk says that Bnei Israel didn't give a bris milah the 40 years in the desert because it was dangerous, right? Desert, right? Winds, sand, etc. So they did it when they came into Eretz Israel, right? They didn't do it on the first day. They didn't give everybody a bris milah because they were tired. But hazah emas avidlu, right? Lav kishem arelim. And then they had to be sprinkled on, right? To become tahor. So lav kishem arelim. It must have been that they were sprinkled when they were arelin before they did a bris milah. So apparently we see that that works. The Gemara says, "Dimalo aver bezek klal." Well, how do you know that they sprinkled themselves to become tahor to bring the korban pesach? Maybe they didn't bring the korban pesach. Very weird question because the pasuk says clearly, and that's the Gemara answers. Pasuk says straight away, pretty push it, right? That's not a tough answer. Pasuk says they did a burden korban pesach. The better question is maskev lara marzotra v'delma pesach haba v'tilma hava. Well, how do you know? Right? We learned, if you were with us for Maseches Pesachim, you could bring a korban pesach when Bnei Yisrael al tameh, right? It's a korban that's brought b'tumah. So, how do you know that they were sprinkled, right? And then they brought the korban pesach? Maybe they just weren't sprinkled at all. Samar leir of Ashi, Tanya behedya malu v'tavlu v'azu pesachim b'tara. Because we have a brisa. Right, it says that they got a bris milah, went to the mikvah, right, and then they brought the korban pesach. So it must be that they were sprinkled before they had a milah. Our Rabbi Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav lo nitna prius milah la'avram avinu. That Avram, when he was given the bris milah, he didn't get the halacha of priya. Right, the halacha of priya is a little bit. I'm not so holding in exactly where there is. I know there's definitely a halacha of milah, and there's also a halacha of priya, which is, milah is basically the general milah that we're familiar with, and priya is some extra step, if I'm not mistaken, to kind of use, I think if I'm not mistaken, they use a fingernail, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if they do it nowadays, I'm not holding in that. That's definitely it's like a second stage of milah. It's quick, it's not like you come back a week later. It's part of the whole maisa. I'm not able to give you the rundown on that. Meaning the tachlis, Avram was given the mitzvah of milah, but he wasn't necessarily given the mitzvah of priya. Shneimar pasuk says, "Ba'yizahi Amar Hashem El Yoshua, I say lecha chorvos surim." And if you look at the end of the pasuk, where is my thing over here? Right, uveshuv mol es bnei Yisrael shenis, and it says, "Give bnei Yisrael a milah again." For the second time. Right, so we see, as the Gemara is going to darshan, that it was the second time, there's another aspect, another stage in the Mila process. Maybe, the Gemara just asks before we get to that Maskana, maybe Bnei Yisrael weren't Mol at all. Maybe that's just a reference to everybody who didn't have a Mila Bechal, right? We're just talking about Mila, not Priya. The Pasuk says, Hayu, Kala Am, Hayu Tim, V'chala Am, Hayilo Dim. As the Gemara says, okay, but in came Maishuv. Right, and it says twice, right? It says v'shuv mal es bnei Yisrael shenis. What's again? So a priya must be that you're doing a mila on the same Jew that had a mila, but you're doing priya, meaning the second stage. Ay u'ma shenis. What's the second time? So lakushay sof mila tchilas mila. So when it says again, just to quote the pasuk, v'shuv and do it again, mal es bnei Yisrael shenis. What's this the second time? So lakushay sof mila tchilas mila. That the second part, that the priya is just important, just as important as the mila. Right, the second part is just as important as the first part. And matchilas mila makavas av sof mila makvim bo. Right, the just like the first part is crucial to the bris mila being kosher, so too the second part is crucial. It's not as much in the Mishnah. Right, elohim atzitim akvim es amila basar achov es rov atara ve'no achov betruma. Right, these the halachas that will make a person halachically not have a bris mila. Right, if you still have the basar that's over most of the atara, the atara is the crown of the top. Amar Ravina, Rabbi Tim, Rabbi Yirmei Bar Abba, Marav, right? Basar Achufa Zerova Gova Shal Atara. Right, he disagrees that we're talking about a different part of the foreskin. Okay, but Tachlis is that is an important part of the Mila. And we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, talking a little bit more about the Dor HaMidbar and their exploits with Bris Mila and other stuff. All right, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.